On this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
I'm trying to jump up. I'm trying to conjure up as much life force as possible so that by the time my feet hit the ground, it's like I'm alive. But what you really need is those deep, vulnerable, man-to-man conversations that only the guys talk about. A gazelle gets attacked by a cheetah. Cheetah drags it in the forest. All of a sudden, it's holding on to the gazelle's neck. For that brief moment while the cheetah goes off and gets her cubs, the gazelle is still laying there. What happens next is very interesting.
Health, performance, nutrition, longevity, ancestral living, biohacking, and much more. My name is Ben Greenfield. Welcome to the show.
Check, check, 1, 2, mic check, 1, 2. Oh, hey, sorry, I didn't see that you were already listening. That was my behind-the-scenes mic check. It's very, very technical, very advanced. It involves me saying words like that to make me feel official. Hey, Ben Greenfield here, and there is an episode that I'm pretty stoked to get out to you today. It's with my buddy, Drew Cannoli. This guy is deep. He's much, much deeper than perhaps the videos you may have seen of him on FitLife TV pulverizing kale. He goes way beyond that. Drew goes way beyond that. The dude, and I'm not kidding you, has even appeared to me in my dreams, and he's able to direct himself into people's dreams. He is extremely well-versed in all manners of spirituality, plant medicine, fasting, nutrition, fitness, biohacking. The guy's a man after my own heart. As a matter of fact, if I live in Spokane and he lives in San Diego, if we lived closer, neither of us would probably get anything done because we'd just hang out playing drums and harps and guitars and figuring out how to lucid dream. So that's a big enough preview for you, I guess.
All right, folks. Well, cold turkey might be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break a bad habit than quitting that bad habit, cold turkey. I'm not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor standing on a nail bed or something like that. I'm talking about this thing called Fume. This little thing called Fume holds a hallowed place in my fanny pack, actually. Been hitting up the maple pepper core in that thing quite a bit. So anyways, the Fume is not a vape. It's a flavored air device. You breathe natural flavors through it. Like I said, I got the maple pepper core loaded up in mine right now. Turns out black pepper really hits the spot, so I can feel satisfied without breathing in or chewing on anything bad. It's amazing. I've got another one called the crisp mint core, so I can breathe in mint flavored air rather than a pen infused with something else. You know what I mean? That kind of bad habit that isn't good for you. Instead, you just basically use this pen, and it is an essential oil pen. It's amazing. A flavored air device. You get the taste sensation and the fidget and that hand-to-mouth action, but you don't have to feel guilty about the habit. It's a good habit to have. They have a whole bunch of natural, delicious flavors. It's not a vape. Don't get me wrong. It's a natural air device. It's fully legal. It doesn't have anything bad in it. I even use it on an airplane. I get a few funny looks with people who think I'm vaping on an airplane, even though I'm not. It's just basically flavored air, and it tastes great. I found it made my cravings go out the window. It's weird. It's a crazy life hack, but it works, and it's super sexy and cool looking too. So it's called Fume, F-U-M. You can get 10% off this thing if you go to tryfume.com, tryfume.com, use code Ben to save 10%. So you can accelerate humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up what's called their Journey Pack today. It has a whole bunch of cool flavors, including that crisp mint core and the maple pepper core, two of my favorites. So again, tryfume.com/Ben and use code Ben to save 10% off your order from Fume, F-U-M. All right, folks, clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll it onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits. And inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding. For vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor.
You want to take a little sniff of this?
Little. Is sniffing as annoying to people during a podcast as chewing? What am I going to sniff here, Drew?
What do you think? It's a test tube.
It smells like a spa. It smells like one of those steam rooms. Just pure eucalyptus.
You may feel yourself getting more and more relaxed as you
don't
listen to this.
We need to be lucid, dude. That's the same reason I didn't take you up on a shot of bourbon before a podcast. Drew Cannoli, the king of San Diego. Here at your house, dude. You have a pretty nice view.
Thank you, brother. Well, the king of San Diego, for whatever that means.
Tell me about your new house. What are you most excited as far as what you've built into this house? Because we walked past a cold pool and a sauna, and you've got crystals everywhere, and a Buddha and an electrical muscle stimulator. Tell me about the house overall. Like, I just want to hear what you put into it and why. We may rabbit hole a little bit, but that's okay.
I love it because it's our sanctuary, right? Mm-hmm. As men, we need that place where we can go
when we're not
slaying dragons.
I never understood, because a lot of people have asked Jess and I why we don't live this nomadic homeschooling lifestyle, traveling the world with our children and you know, living in maybe a trailer driving across America, which is kind of a shoot me now scenario for me, or
be fun for a week
in Airbnbs. And I am convinced, maybe this is stereotypical when I say a man, I'm convinced a man needs a castle. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced a family needs roots. I'm convinced that you need to have a place with a neighborhood and a community and a place you call home that you can come to as your oasis after travel. And you certainly have built that here.
I feel that. And thank you for noticing. Last time we hung out, we were at the other place in Torrance.
Yeah.
And it was likened to this, lots of space. Cold plunge, sauna, all the biohacking gadgets that you and I love, but it wasn't, we didn't have the yard. We didn't have the garden. We didn't have the beehives coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice to let the pups outside and run around and go out with the bow and arrow, like into what you do, you know, and shoot and get outside, walk around naked. I mean, how great is it to do that?
It's great, especially when according, on Instagram.
Yeah, according to your Instagram, thousands of likes.
Yeah. The only thing worse in terms of haters when you walk around naked is walking around naked with a weapon and getting the comments from any, sorry, no offense, you guys, because you know I love you, but you do leave these comments, you know it, from the plant-based community and the vegans.
Yeah.
Who get offended with me walking around with a weapon. When you combine that with the soccer moms and the, I'm being stereotypical again, and the soccer dads with their with their children viewing Instagram, I catch a lot of flack if I'm naked with a weapon, especially if there's a ribeye steak involved.
That's well,
Instagram fodder.
You can't blame society. I mean, a little bit because of all the. I mean, it's controversial. All the mass shootings that are happening and whatnot. I mean, it's kind of a scary time we're living in. But I think the best offense is a great defense. So especially when it comes to your loved ones and taking care of the fam.
Yeah. I don't get the impression you're like a full on zombie apocalypse prepper with a bunch of shotguns hidden away in the attic.
Not a bunch. We got a few here. Yeah, it's more about the food and the superfoods, more importantly.
Yeah. Tell me about, you know, based on everything that you have here, because I think it'd be intriguing for people to learn how a guy who is as curious and passionate about optimizing their body and their mind and their sleep and their routines as you are, when you wake up in the morning in a house like this with all the different toys and all the different superfoods, what's a typical day in the life of Drew Cannoli look like as far as how you're actually going through and using all these little toys and superfoods and all the fun things you have here? And you can take your time. We got plenty of time.
Yeah, of course. It's so easy to go down the rabbit hole.
We will, trust me.
You know, when you wake up, like, well, what should I do first? Because there's so much to do. But I found for me, and you may feel this way as well.
I'm going to move this mic slightly away from your face. There we go. There we go. It was just like popping a little bit. Perfect.
Yeah. I actually, one of the things I love to do is write. And you came out with this gratitude journal a while ago.
Yeah.
And getting grateful in the morning is one of the greatest things you can do. So I love to wake up. I love getting grateful. I love meditating, just quieting my mind, even if it's for 5-10 minutes.
I think a lot of people hear that, but they don't get the logistics of it.
Yeah.
Like, do you get out of bed first and go do your gratitude journaling and take a dump and then go find a place to meditate?
Good
do
call.
You just lay there in bed and meditate? How do people who get the meditation and the gratitude done with first thing in the morning actually do it logistically?
Yeah. I think it's all about how you get out of bed. You know, there's ways to get out of bed. I've never used a snooze alarm. I've always told my subconscious before going to bed, sub, wake me up at 4:30. I call subconscious.
Yeah.
And it, without a fail, I wake up at that time.
Yeah.
And I really almost project myself out of bed. My girlfriend now thought it was weird when we first started dating. She's like, who's this dolphin trainer, like jumping out of bed like I'm freeing Willy, like in the morning. Yeah. But I find that enthusiasm and that energy.
So when you say you project yourself out of bed, you mean you literally
jumping out of bed. I'm trying to jump up. I'm trying to conjure up as much life force as possible so that by the time my feet hit the ground, it's like I'm alive.
Yeah.
Because I had a million people on this planet that died the day before. And they were affected. Like, we woke up, we had both of our eyes, which are the two greatest gifts that you and I have, and we were able to see, and we were able to live one more freaking day, Ben. Like, that's important.
Yeah.
So, waking up, getting grateful for that, and not having, thankfully, not too many of my friends have passed away, so they're all here with me on this magical journey that we get to call life.
Yeah.
So, that's a lot to jump out of bed for.
That's a good perspective when you wake up in the morning versus where's my coffee?
Yeah, where's my coffee? Snooze alarm 7 times, which is easy to do with the chili pad.
Yeah.
That cold 55-degree.
Yeah.
All right, like you want to lay in there.
There's the first hack you've mentioned. So you're on the chili pad. Do you have the and the chili pad is also known as the Uller for those of you listening in.
Yeah.
Produced by my friend Todd Youngblood, whose dad, I think his dad invented the waterbed. And so Todd's been surrounded by the sleep industry for a long time, and then Todd invented a way to circulate cold water under your body, and then he just upgraded that unit with the ability to switch it to 55 degrees.
Yeah, 55 is where I keep it.
When he introduced that feature, I do the same thing. It's so 55 nice. Degrees. It never changes. Between that and CBD before bed, those are the two things that increase my deep sleep.
CBD most. Added, yeah. like I said, 2 hours onto my deep sleep. Mm-hmm. I was at 2 hours a night. Now I'm at 4 hours a night with CBD, at least three nights a week.
That's huge.
And HRV is through the roof yeah. because of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the cool environment and targeting the endocannabinoid system before bed, I'm convinced. Yeah. Those are game changers. Those are the first two things I tell people when they ask me how to increase their deep sleep levels.
And so, scent. You use yeah. essential oils and a diffuser next to you or anything
diffuse,
like that?
I diffuse, yeah. And so I've got a few different blends. I'm curious to hear what you use after you wave that eucalyptus yeah. under my nose before we started. But I tend to go with this company out of Ashland, Oregon called Essential Oil Wizardry.
Mm-hmm.
They're like... super woo-woo. Like every bottle has a frequency crystal in the bottom of the bottle.
Well, my kind of people. With
healing frequencies. People who bottle the oils before they go in the room to bottle it, like they have to pass a profile of mood state score to make sure they're in a good mood and there's no negative emotions. I'm not shitting you. Everything's wild-crafted, hand-picked, like very yeah. small. I don't know how scalable. I don't think this company's ever going to be as big as like Young Living or what's the other one? There's a bunch of them, but Young Living and what's the other main popular essential oils company?
DoTerra.
Yeah, DoTerra, right.
So, I got a bunch of that here.
Yeah, yeah. So Essential Oil Wizardry, I like that stuff. And then the other one I use is the Young Living Essential yeah. Oil. But typically, yeah, lavender, rose, bergamot, any of those. Diffusing
yep. lavender and rose.
Yeah.
And depending on the night, if you're just really in the mood to, you know, have a good time with your wife or your girlfriend mm-hmm. or your husband, Yingling is mm-hmm. actually a good one for libido.
Yep. Yeah.
So,
Yingling, if I can pronounce it, and frankincense.
Frankincense
is also
too.
A really nice opener.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I put frankincense on my feet before bed sometimes.
Frankincense also, I've found, induces more vivid dreaming.
Yes.
Probably because it is a mildly psychedelic oil, and so you might get a little bit more DMT released by the pineal gland.
And myrrh.
Yeah. Yep.
And skate liver oil. If you mm-hmm. try that, a ratfish oil.
Mm-hmm.
Ratfish is really good for lucid space and opening up portals to dream.
And it's got such an attractive name, yeah. ratfish.
Ratfish.
Yeah, the
ghost fish.
The frankincense and myrrh. There are a couple companies, like Young Living has a blend called Three Wise Men, and it's yeah. gold, frankincense,
see, that's
and
cool.
myrrh. That is the, and I realize we just sound like super just like guys with way too much time on hands for those of you listening. But when I get a massage, I actually diffuse gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and it's my uh-huh. favorite. It just relaxes my whole body, and I feel amazing.
What kind of massage yeah. you like? Deep tissue, Swedish, mixture of both. What are we talking here? Katsu,
dude. So. My massage therapist, Tracy, comes over to my house on Wednesday nights.
Yeah.
8:30 p.m. And I say goodnight to Jess and the boys because we go to like 11 p.m. Like it's a long massage. And I lay on, I know you're looking into this right now and you don't have one, but I lay on that giant pulsed electromagnetic field.
Ah.
Because that thing.
He's coming over today for us.
Yeah, he's actually coming over after this podcast, I yeah. guess, to show us the unit because I wanted to show it to you.
Uh-huh.
So it's this Pulse Center's PEMF table, which is, it just rocks your body the whole time you're on it. You can lay on that without the massage and feel yeah. like you got a massage. And then I've got two speakers on either side of the massage table, and I use Michael Tyrell's Whole Tones, which blasts your body with sound healing frequencies the whole time that you're on the table.
Yeah.
I diffuse the gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then the final piece, and this is the game changer, is I use an intranasal compounded blend of ketamine and oxytocin. It melts your entire body. and Tracy says, when she works on me, she says it's like working on like a, like, I forget the way that she phrased this, but it's like a well marinated piece of steak. Like she can just slide her hands in anywhere she wants to go, her elbows up and down the IT band,
yeah,
elbows up and down the back, like knuckles deep into the neck. She'll do like jaw alignment therapy and some really tight spots in the jaw. And I don't even budge. You could do scalpel surgery with a knife on me while I'm on that thing, and
you wouldn't even move.
I wake up the next morning and biomechanically feel like I did when I was 15 years old. Like, no aches, no pains.
Yeah.
Just every joint free as a bird. You're a little bit tired because that ketamine oxytocin blend depletes some of your 5-HTP. So you take, like, I'll wake up in the morning.
Interesting.
I take Keon Aminos, which gives you the neurotransmitters for replenishing the 5-HTP. And then I take the Onnit New Mood, because that also has, I think they designed that originally for after you've taken psychedelics or after you've partied.
Oh, I'm sure. Replenish.
I think that was the original idea for that supplement.
Smart.
So I take those two on Thursday morning after I've got the wins, just to replenish everything. So, yes, long reply to your question with that. And then the massage is, of course, just all deep tissue.
I think we can go home now. Yeah, I think people have the massage ritual. Done. That's what they came for. This is gold.
Yeah. All right. So we rabbit hole, as promised. So you get up in the morning. You got your gratitude. You got your meditation. You were already sleeping with your chili pad.
Yeah.
And then what comes next?
Cold plunge. Jumping in there.
And you have a special unit out there I haven't seen before. Tell me about it.
I believe it's called a Hygo from Michigan.
Like Hygo,
H-Y-G-O.
Okay.
And it's 120 gallons, so it's pretty big. Yeah. It can fit two people.
Yeah.
Goes down to, again, 35, 40 degrees, something like that. I try to keep it around 50, sit in there for five minutes.
To the main water system for your house and circulate the water that way?
No, I wish it did.
Uh-huh.
We have to empty it every 2 weeks.
Yeah, clean it, you mean?
Yeah, to clean it. Yeah. I don't put any chlorine in there, so I have the gardener dump it out in the flowers and the beds that we don't eat.
What about like a food grade hydrogen peroxide? I know a lot of people use those.
I believe we're using something similar.
Okay.
I know there's an ozonator on it.
Yeah.
And we use enzymes. So
yeah, perfect. All right, cool. So you hit the cold pool in the morning?
Hit the cold poo. Cold poo.
I take a cold poo in the morning, too.
Yeah, in the morning.
Yeah, it's not too cold. It's pretty warm, actually.
Yeah.
So hit the cold pool, then what?
Hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually drive 15 minutes to go to Fit, meet my buddies there.
Yeah.
Get that, you know, like we talked about before, but Blue Zones. As a man, it's important to have the wolf pack. So you meet a few buddies in the gym, you have your conversation, you have that alone time.
Yeah.
Super important.
That is something I've identified as kind of a missing component of my life.
Mm-hmm.
The kind of like the guys up in Spokane, Washington, where I live, who I can go crush it at the gym with, or go whatever, you know, play ultimate frisbee or whatever. It's kind of a very small crowd there. And so I'm toying around right now with the idea of joining up with like a local CrossFit.
Smart.
Somewhere I can go work
community.
Out with a tribe. Because as much as I like to exercise solo, I've identified that every single day, there's like, you know, a good 60 minutes of my life where I could be with other people who are pushing me or inspiring me. And so I'm, you know, that's at the forefront of my mind right now is like getting with a wolf pack for my workouts rather than doing all of them solo.
Well, didn't you post something recently about that?
I did.
I heard a little bit where you were very vulnerable and you opened up. And
I read a book called The Second Mountain and an equally good book called Falling Upwards, which describes how you get to a certain point in your life where you've climbed the mountain, you've been successful, you've for a long time been driven by ego, often a lone wolf mentality.
Welcome to my life, man.
In which you're independent and you're self-sustaining and you're checking off Maslow's hierarchy of needs, you're making money, you're creating the ability to reproduce and have a family, you've got food, everything's kind of on cruise control, and then you realize that is not what makes one happy in a long and lasting way with true fulfillment. What actually makes you happy is being with others, using your skills to care for others, being interdependent on others. And sometimes it takes some pain and suffering or loneliness to realize that, you know, especially even if you've made it, you know, you can be surrounded by wealth and biohacks and toys and comfort and, you know, ribeye steaks, you know, rolling out the freezer and whatever else. But you realize, like, if you're sitting there at night eating a ribeye steak by yourself.
Yeah, in your castle alone.
Yeah, in your castle alone. Exactly. So I've identified, you know, especially for me not living in L.A. or San Diego or San Francisco or New York or these places where there's just, you know, it's rife with folks who I would say are pretty like-minded as far as I'm concerned. Like, it's
on the same page.
It's easy for me to hunt down passionate, successful entrepreneurs who have a deep understanding and appreciation of health and fitness and nutrition and wellness, that's a little bit few and far between up in Spokane, Washington. And so, I've been recently, just in the past month, really realizing fully, especially after reading those two books, how there is that void in my life. So when you say you go and meet your wolf pack at the gym, you know, makes me a little bit envious. I'm like, I got to get my wolf pack at the gym to go work out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So important, you know, waking up first thing, because when you're around family, when you're around your wife or your girlfriend or your significant other, it's great. But what you really need is those deep, vulnerable, man-to-man conversations that only the guys talk about.
Yeah.
What I see is a lot of men will talk to their women about things that's a guy conversation. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden their wife is triggered and they're dealing with the emotions and the female storm, which a lot of women can have.
Yeah.
And it's important to ground with your wolf pack and be initiated.
Yeah.
A lot of men aren't initiated anymore, especially you're doing such a fine job raising your boys and whatnot.
Yeah, that whole rite of passage, ceremonial passage into manhood particularly, that a lot of men don't cross over and later in their lives go and do whatever, Ironman triathlons and Navy SEAL fit and all these different crucibles. Excuse me, burping up my Zevia soda there. Thank you, Drew.
Cream soda, by the way, if you guys want to know. Yes,
cream soda.
And you've Ben got Greenfield's favorite.
Brought to you by. and, you know, with River and Taryn, I don't want them, like I had to do, to feel like they need to go out and prove themselves at 20 years old or 25 years old, or go after, you know, whatever, college or traveling the world or whatever they do, you know, and kind of that in between time before they start their careers or whatever, you know, however life works out for them. I don't want them to feel like they're still searching for when they cross the threshold into becoming a man versus that being formally arranged for them. You know, in their case, it will be, you know, a week out in the wilderness by themselves without their brother, completely self-dependent, suffering, having to find food, having to dissolve their ego, and spend a great deal of time in a very introspective setting without their books and without any entertainment, and just being in nature, and then coming out of that experience, dissolving the ego even further with a plant medicine experience, and then finally crossing that threshold into manhood, having an official cutting of the cord ceremony, having the expectation after that that they, to a much greater extent than they have been doing up until that time, and this will be when they're around 13 years old, providing for themselves, making their own money to help pitch in and pay for the family's food and the bills, and become a contributory member of society, and go through that dark place of pain and suffering and ego dissolution in order to find that. I think that every boy at some point in their lives should go through that, and I don't think it should happen when you're 25 by you feeling like you need to go sign up for an Ironman triathlon to cross your threshold into manhood. You know, it's just, and honestly, like that's the itch a lot of guys are trying to scratch, I think.
Yeah. Well, a lot of guys grow up without dads, unfortunately, especially in the 80s, 90s.
Or absent fathers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It started in the 50s with, you know, men going to war and then women feeling like they needed to get a job as well to carry the family. Now it's, you need two people to carry the house, and it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But I love what you said, you know, 13 years old, setting that up, creating that initiation, super powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. So you go off, you get your cold plunge in, you go off, you do the workout with the guys. And for you right now, you're pretty fit. Like, you know, you have a whole, because I know you built your entire company. We podcast several years ago. And by the way, for those of you listening in, if you want to hear Drew's whole backstory about how he founded this massively successful superfood company called Organifi, spelled with an I, as you hear me say when I talk about Organifi in many of my commercials.
And what kind of accent?
Italian
your Italian accent. There it is.
Organifi. I podcast with Drew about his journey in creating that company. And if you go to the show notes for this podcast, which are at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Drew, D-R-E-W, I'll link to that initial podcast. And during that podcast episode, we talked about how you had FitLife TV, you were a YouTube personality, and one of the things you were known for was being this fit, healthy, vibrant mm-hmm. guy who would really inspire others. And you know, you've maintained that body and that fitness, and I'm sure, you know, some people would be curious how you're doing that, like what your actual workout and exercise routine looks like.
Yeah, for sure. For me, a lot of it's mindset, mm-hmm. like into you. I work out 5 days a week.
I work out.
Track everything.
Yeah.
Right? Get your HRV and all your stats.
You track HRV. What else do you track?
I track my sleep. Yeah, I track what workouts I'm doing.
Aura strength. Rings? Are you wearing Aura ring?
I have an Aura else? Ring. I have the Apple Watch.
Oh, the Apple Watch, yeah.
So the Series 4 or whatever, it does a pretty good job.
Yeah,
I worry about EMFs. I've heard
the new 4 is pretty good for that. Yeah. And I, you know, I have one of these acoustimeters at home, but I don't have an Apple Watch. I should have brought my acoustimeter down here to test your watch.
I think I do have a little acoustimeter here. We can pull it out. It.
Yeah. Yeah, we could find out about the Apple Watch. Or if you're listening in and you've already tested your Apple Watch, go leave a comment for and I, so we know. So using the watch as your tracker for HRV, and for sleep.
Exactly.
What else are you tracking?
What I love is that you can compete with everyone else. So we have this competition at Organifi where we have 70 of our employees competing over the next 90 days.
They're all wearing an Apple Watch.
To lose body fat. Not all of them, but I'd say 30%. Mm-hmm. 35% are tracking everything. So it's fun to chime in, and you can send your, you know, buddies messages. That's Sage in the background.
Yeah. Freaking the ferocious out. Wolf.
The ferocious wolf. Huge. Yeah. 25 pound mini golden doodle. With
if
razor
have,
sharp
if you have
teeth.
Visitors, we can press pause, by the way.
No, we're good.
Okay.
All right, folks. Well, cold turkey might be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break a bad habit than quitting that bad habit, cold turkey. I'm not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor standing on a nail bed or something like that. I'm talking about this thing called Fume. This little thing called Fume holds a hallowed place in my fanny pack, actually. Been hitting up the maple pepper core in that thing quite a bit. So anyways, the Fume is not a vape. It's a flavored air device. You breathe natural flavors through it. Like I said, I got the maple pepper core loaded up in mine right now. Turns out black pepper really hits the spot, so I can feel satisfied without breathing in or chewing on anything bad. It's amazing. I've got another one called the crisp mint core, so I can breathe in mint flavored air rather than a pen infused with something else. You know what I mean? That kind of bad habit that isn't good for you. Instead, you just basically use this pen, and it is an essential oil pen. It's amazing. A flavored air device. You get the taste sensation and the fidget and that hand-to-mouth action, but you don't have to feel guilty about the habit. It's a good habit to have. They have a whole bunch of natural, delicious flavors. It's not a vape. Don't get me wrong. It's a natural air device. It's fully legal. It doesn't have anything bad in it. I even use it on an airplane. I get a few funny looks with people who think I'm vaping on an airplane, even though I'm not. It's just basically flavored air, and it tastes great. I found it made my cravings go out the window. It's weird. It's a crazy life hack, but it works, and it's super sexy and cool looking too. So it's called Fume, F-U-M. You can get 10% off this thing if you go to tryfume.com, tryfume.com, use code BEN to save 10%. So you can accelerate humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up what's called their Journey Pack today. It has a whole bunch of cool flavors, including that crisp mint core and the maple pepper core, two of my favorites. So again, tryfume.com/BEN and use code BEN to save 10% off your order from Fume, F-U-M. All right, folks, clinical research has shown that therapeutically and for overall health and well-being, the most critical time to ground is when you sleep. The electrons you absorb when grounding neutralizes free radical damage, squelches inflammation, restores healthy endocrine function, enhances cellular gating and circulation. That then improves the cellular uptake of nutrients and oxygen and hormones while maximizing the removal of cellular waste. And you can now ground when you sleep. This company called Ultimate Longevity makes indoor grounded sleeping devices, and they've done clinical research studies on grounding the human body for health. When you sleep on these mats, you get 6 to 8 hours of uninterrupted grounding, meaning I could travel, unroll it onto my hotel room bed, and fight all of the radiation, the inflammation I got from flying in the airplane right there during a full night of sleep. Full body grounding, which is what these mats give you versus just your feet on the ground, maximizes the electron transfer because the more surface area contact, the more beneficial the electrons, the more the results. So you get these amazing benefits, and inside your body, this stream of electrons works as an anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-aging, antioxidant boost, squelching inflammation all night long. They've got over 20 peer-reviewed research studies that have been published on the extensive health benefits of grounding. for vagal tone, serum electrolytes, thyroid function, blood glucose, blood viscosity, sleep, pain, stiffness, blood pressure, stress, even depression and anxiety. It's crazy. So you can go to ultimatelongevity.com/Ben to get your hands on these grounding mats. You can do mattress, pillow, blankets, a whole bunch of other valuable tools to help you bring your inflammation down and jumpstart your healing process. Again, it's ultimatelongevity.com/Ben. Well, folks, you and I, or the average American at least, spend an average of 90% of time indoors, breathing around 30,000 gallons of air daily. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air, and in some cases, 100 times more polluted, especially like your home gym where you're breathing in even more air. This can be a serious issue. Data shows that air pollution is responsible for nearly 7 million premature deaths around the world. So you need air purifying technology, and the one that I like as a standalone system that doesn't require you to go re-outfit your entire home's AC system or ducts is called the Air Doctor. The Air Doctor filters out dangerous contaminants and allergens like pollen, pet dander, dust mites, and mold, so your lungs don't need to. Their Ultra HEPA filter has been independently tested to remove 99.99% of tested bacteria and viruses and virtually 100% of particles as small as 0.003 microns. They also feature whisper jet fans, 30% quieter than normal ordinary air purifiers, and they are extremely affordable and accessible. Furthermore, they're going to give you up to 39% off of one of their extremely impressive and efficacious air filters, or up to $300 off today. Here's how you lock this in. You go to airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You can get one with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund, minus shipping, but you're going to love it. airdoctorpro.com/BenG. You'll get up to 39% off or up to $300 off. So lock it in today, folks. You'll enjoy it. Clean air is something everybody deserves. You can get it with the Air Doctor.
I think that was Marcos, the gardener, the extraordinaire. Yeah. He's been with me for, gosh, 2.5 years.
Yeah.
May's been with me for 8.5 years.
Yeah, the garden is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
I want to get into what you've planted outdoors, but get through the workout and the workout tracking and what your fitness is looking like right now.
Yeah.
How you're doing that.
So strength and conditioning. I still love to lift heavy. I know it's probably not the greatest thing, being 38 years old, but with all of Ben Greenfield's hacks of maintaining joint stability and bone density.
It is good to lift. Well, it's good to either simulate heavy lifting by activating some of those same satellite cell proliferation pathways via things like blood flow restriction training or variable resistance training using like like the X3 bar I've talked about, or using like single set to failure, isometric training or super slow training. But I will not lie, top of the totem pole is always going to be strongman style, picking heavy shit up.
Yeah, that's what I do.
So there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. And I think at least, really, most of the research shows that once a week is adequate enough if you're lifting heavy stuff.
Really?
With compound lifts. Yeah.
So 5-6 days a week. I love it. Mm-hmm. And I'm 195, probably 8.5-9% body fat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about double the body fat that you are.
And are you doing
so? I'm feeling pretty fat.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're talking to Mr. Skinny Jeans over here. Are you doing body part split training?
Yes. Okay. So I'll do chest and, tricep. I'll do back and biceps.
Yeah.
Kind of the old Arnold stuff.
Old school bodybuilding style training.
And then I'll do some intensity stuff one or two days a week, depending on heart rate variability and how rested I am.
Yeah.
Tracking that. I just ordered a Whoop band to track HRV. I don't know if you've heard about that.
Yeah, I've interviewed them on my show. I like the technology. I don't like that it emits a light on the back of your arm while you're asleep.
Oh, interesting.
And the other thing, even though the data I get from that is as good as I get from an Oura Ring, for example, like the sleep data. The other problem is I don't like to wear things on my wrist while I'm sleeping.
Yeah, some people hate that. Me.
Yeah, I don't like. I take off my watch. I can't sleep with it on. So for me, even though their technology is good, I like the device. I have a lot of clients that use it. I just wear the ring. But the Whoop isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The other comment that I have about the workout and the body split style training is because I know you and I before we recorded we were talking about leaning up.
Yes.
And really maximizing fat burning. I don't do body split style training. I did a little bit of it when I was bodybuilding, but even then, I used more of the route of 3 to 4 times a week full body training, whether that's compound
really?
Lifting, whether that is full body elastic band training, full body super slow training, full body blood flow resistance band training, because most of the research on elevated beta oxidation, fat burning during the day, increased metabolic rate, etc., it shows that these full body lifts are superior. So I typically will do concurrent strength and endurance training, meaning that, you know, I think I worked out with you once down here in San Diego, and that's similar to what we were doing. So, I mean, a typical workout.
All the kettlebells.
You've got, like, you're doing, like, an AMRAP for 60 minutes of kettlebell swings, deadlifts, squats, planks, hinging, pushing, pulling. But really, by the time you walk out of the gym, it's not just your pecs that are swole. Like, every body part has been worked. And I have found, and most research studies that I've looked into, fat loss simultaneous to muscle maintenance or muscle gain, have found that that style, full body compound lifting, especially if you're working high intensity interval training in at the same time as the weight training, is superior than body split style training for simultaneous fat loss and muscle gain, although body split style training is superior if your only goal is just the muscle gain, like,
like
the bodybuilding style approach. But I don't have the time to do both. Like, my fitness goals are to stay lean, to stay strong, and to elevate my metabolic rate. And I can do that far more efficiently with compound lifting 3 to 4 times a week, working my high intensity stuff into that. And then on the days in between, that's like, you know, the swimming and the sauna and the yoga and, you know, the walking and more of the restorative work. And that's generally how I roll. So yeah.
I'll switch it up.
Yeah.
Test it out.
I'd be curious how your body responds to that. Yeah. And I can send you some workouts as well.
That'd be awesome.
Like the style of training I do. Okay. So you get your workout in, you've done your cold pool. What comes next? Are you a breakfast skipper? Or are you fasted at that point when you go to work out?
I fast 4 days a week. So I'll go till 11, 12 o'clock in the afternoon and then I'll eat. So I feel good.
So like
that,
like a 16 hour ish.
Yeah. 16 hours, brains on fire. I usually go into the office 3 days a week now. I was going in 5 days a week. So I actually don't even have an office in my office anymore.
Yeah.
And it's nice.
Yeah.
So we hired a CEO, Jamel, who's been with me for 6 years.
So you've shifted into, so you're not in the C-suite, but you're like the president slash founder?
Basically, yeah, president slash founder in the C-suite, observing, letting them make the decisions, but still,
yeah,
I'm a part of it, but I'm not a part of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But you're still majority owner.
Exactly.
Of the company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I'm jealous of you in that respect, which gives me two things that now I'm officially envious of you about the wolf pack.
I got a bunch of them on YouTube.
My offices are in Boulder, Colorado, right? So at the Keon offices, I'm down there once a month or once every 2 months. So
Not only
do I not have an office at my company, you know, when I go there, they just kind of clear out a standing desk for me to stand at and do my thing. But I am relatively unplugged from some of the company culture, some of the team adventures.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I really appreciated about Organifi when I visited your guys' office, where you've got, like, was it Waffle Wednesdays?
Yeah.
You've got a yoga instructor coming in every day at noon.
Balloon fights in the summer.
Yeah. You guys have built a really cool company culture. That's probably my biggest struggle as, you know, currently I'm the CEO of Keon. That's my actual position, CEO and founder.
Yeah.
And I am not at the actual offices that much. I'm out speaking. I'm the front man. You know, making deals at conferences, or I am studying up on ingredients for new formulations, which I love to do. Like, I absolutely love
that's it. Your passion zone.
I will keep
for sure.
My head dug in PubMed for like 2 hours, just researching what I want in the next, you know, whatever longevity ingredient or sleep ingredient or whatever. But yeah, No, I don't have an office, period.
Yeah.
At Keon. So.
And it compounds with the Wolfpack thing.
Yeah.
Because that community feel.
Yeah.
Like being able to just even go in for me for 2 or 3 hours and give out 35 hugs and just one-on-ones with as many people as possible and just pour into them.
Yeah.
Like, you're the kind of guy that loves pouring wisdom and inspiration into others.
Yeah.
And it's hard sometimes when you're on a podcast all day and you're traveling around and you're not able to make that one-on-one connection.
It is. Or just bringing my boys down to daddy's office. Right.
Yeah.
To see Cam. That's a big problem. And unfortunately, our COO, have you met Angelo?
Yes.
Yeah.
Love Angelo.
He's amazing.
Solid guy.
Amazing. I mean, and I've podcasted with Angelo before. If you guys want to go hear about, you know, the guy who's running Keon,
he's a wizard. Ground.
Well, he cares.
He's a wizard, Harry.
He cares a lot about what happens there in the company, and you know, without him, I think I'd have a much harder time just ensuring that we have happy company culture and people who actually, you know, just love as much as our employees at Keon love to work there. Like, so yeah, Angelo's been a real, real saving grace when it comes to me being a virtual CEO.
How many employees do you guys have now?
Oh, you would ask me that. I think we're if you combine employees and independent contractors, I think we're in like the mid-30s. I think actual employees is like mid-20s.
That's good. There.
So
yeah.
So yeah, growing.
Yeah, fast.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so back to we're pretty good at rabbit holing, I would say.
We are moving around.
And I'm going to keep bringing it back. So you're fasted. You've gotten the workout in, and then what?
Yeah. Usually yoga, some type of recovery. Mm-hmm. I do
right after the workout.
Yeah, stretching out, bringing that heart rate variability back in, like the you know, sympathetic nervous system.
Yeah,
getting rid of that. I do TRE too every day.
Yeah.
5 minutes of trauma release exercises.
Is that like tapping?
No, it's where you lay on the ground and you allow tremors. Peter Levine writes about this in trauma release. So a lot of kids, I was tortured as a child. We've talked about it in one of the other podcasts, but abused. So trauma gets stored in your vagus nerve and all in your body. It's your subconscious mind. So what helps, and they discovered this in India when the bombs were going off, these kids would run to their parents and they'd sit in their parents' laps and just shake, tremor. And then the next day they were out playing in the field again while the parents were still in their heads thinking about, oh God, these bombs could be going off again, and they were afraid to go outside. And the kids were just so easygoing. And what they realized is that the tremors were actually moving the trauma through the body.
Wow.
And we have PTSD, trauma, everything that's happening all the time around us in this environment today with all the stressors, and there's no really active form of releasing it anymore. Yeah. A gazelle gets attacked, right, by a cheetah. Cheetah drags it in the forest. All of a sudden, it's holding on to the gazelle's neck. For that brief moment while the cheetah goes off and gets her cubs, the gazelle is still laying there, but is still alive. What happens next is very interesting. Gazelle jumps up, boom, takes off, runs back to the herd. That vagus nerve that's in the gazelle, the fight or flight, the oldest nerve we have as a human being that allows the birds to fly together, the fishes flock together, all of a sudden starts shaking and dancing in the herd as soon as it gets back. And that's what it is. It's the tremors. So I try to do that every day. And what I've noticed, even before I go on stage, brother, even before I talk, I do videos, I do 3 to 5 minutes of this TRE, and it's like... It's like doing an hour of meditation.
See a video of what this looks like if they were to just Google.
It's on YouTube. I think I've done a video in the past on it on FitLife TV as well.
Fascinating.
Yeah, super powerful. We can do some tonight if you want to see the benefits. I bet you couple that with CBD or something.
We should try it out. Yeah, that's very interesting. I'd never heard of that. Now this gazelle, does it then die?
It was wounded.
Death dance.
So it's wounded.
Okay.
It's just shaking out the trauma.
Wow.
So other animals do it. You can see it.
Yeah.
Right? Like even a dog that gets a little trauma comes in, shakes out after a shower even. I mean, if they're wet and there, but there's still you know, stuff going on.
Paul Check is a very big fan of, and I was at his house a couple of days ago as part of the San Diego trip of he calls it working in as you're working out, stopping between sets and doing deep nasal breathing and almost Tai Chi-esque flow.
Love Tai Chi.
Type of exercising. My own flavor of that is that I will, usually if I'm working out at my home gym, I'll go on a light walk with nasal breathing, or I'll get into the cold pool for just a very brief period of time. Because if you spend too much time in the cold pool after a workout, you'll blunt the hormetic response to exercise. But it's okay to just cool the core temperature and activate the parasympathetic nervous system a little bit after the workout. So I get in there for about 3 to 5 minutes and just swim very quietly underwater back and forth.
So peaceful.
In the cold pool. Because my setup is that I have one of these endless pools. It's made by Aqua Fitness, and it's about 19 feet long. And I just don't heat it, and it stays about 55 to 60 degrees.
Perfect.
And during the summer, when it gets warm in Spokane, I keep it covered. And whenever anybody's out and about, we always pick up a bag of ice and drop it in there. Just passively,
yeah.
not on a schedule or anything, but that always does enough to keep it
keeps
cool.
It colder.
So I jump in there and I just swim back and forth under the water, because for me, and I do this a lot when I travel as well, and I'm staying at a hotel that has a nice, you know, like a mineral pool that you can, for me, one of the most relaxing resets I can do for my body is to swim underwater. For some reason, it water just feels, and there's a great book about how water affects human physiology, activates the mammalian dive reflex in the vagus nerve. I believe it's called Blue. I think I'll hunt it down and put it in the show notes. But that is one of the most parasympathetically activating things that I do after a workout, is just get in the water and swim back and forth, or do the deep nasal breathing and a brief walk.
Have you interviewed Kimmy Werner?
Yes, Swimmy Kimmy.
Yeah.
Yeah, the huntress, the underwater huntress.
She's great. Yeah, friend of mine, yeah. Like total badass.
I didn't know you guys are friends.
Yeah, like Indiana Jones, but like the female like version underneath the water.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am writing a fiction book right now, the sequel to the first book that I wrote called The Forest, and this one's called The Ocean.
Yeah.
The entire book takes place in an underwater world, and as I'm prone to do, I try to work in as much science and survival, and like I want the books, even though they're fiction and fantasy, to be believable.
Yeah.
Right. So I've created this entire underwater world. And a tribe, a community in that underwater world is these women who are huntresses and spearfisher women. And Kimmy was the inspiration for that, as far as like the meals they're preparing.
You know, she's gangster.
The spears, their bodies, everything. Like, yeah, if you guys are listening, go look up Kimmy Swimmy on Instagram or listen to my podcast with her. It's super inspiring.
Yeah, I've only connected with her a few times, but I'm always inspired when I connect with her. And I read a book, a fiction book series recently called Anastasia. Have you read her, like those books?
No.
Similar to what you're explaining, though.
Yeah.
Like, one of the things I remember, this was long ago, but she would take the seeds out in the garden, put them in her mouth so that her DNA would help fragment the DNA molecules in the actual seed, so that when you eat the fruit on it in the future, it would actually help your body break it down, digest it easier. And I don't know if that's like ancient aboriginal stuff or if it's borderline like fringe fiction, you know?
That's really interesting.
Super cool, though. Huh. Like, and it was littered with stuff like that.
Huh. Anastasia?
Anastasia.
All right. Yeah, we'll be adding all this for the
I'll see if I can dig it up for you too. I know links. I have the books here.
We'll put links in the show notes. Yeah, this sequel to The Forest is called The Ocean. Just all an underwater world.
Fiction's fun, isn't it?
Oh, it's
writing it especially.
It's just 20 minutes a day, and I check out. And you know, my first fiction series or my first fiction book I wrote was Fridays and Saturdays. I would write for about an hour and a half, and I actually microdosed with LSD, about 10 to 20 micrograms of LSD on Friday and Saturday mornings, and it just dissolved my ego, and I merged my left and right hemispheres.
Powerful.
And got creative and analytical and just wrote. But this next book is different for me. It's just 20 minutes a day. Just write something 20 minutes a day, and I'll be honest with you, sometimes it's like 4 sentences. Because the other 15 minutes is spent researching how someone would cook some kind of algae or kelp underwater, or how are we going to desalinate the water that these people are drinking when they're under, or how would the solar flare from the top of the ocean where people can't actually operate, like how long would it take before the world would sink, because I have to get the timelines and the genealogies correct. So sometimes it's literally 15 minutes of research, and I've got 5 minutes left to write 4 sentences, but I'm hoping by the time I'm 50, I've got the entire 5-book series done.
So that's rad that you're writing it.
Yeah.
And the evolutionary response, even as a human being underwater, is so fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like how the hands just prune up. That's actually grip.
Yep.
And it takes, what, like 3 to 5 minutes before they start to prune? That's like your evolution's happening right there.
Yeah. The spleen compresses and releases new red blood cells. It's, underwater, free diving, spearfishing. When I first tapped into that world like 3 years ago, I realized I'd been missing out on a big part of human existence on this planet Earth and how connected we are to the water. and how disconnected many people are. Afraid of the disconnected. Water, afraid of sharks, afraid of pressurizing, equalizing. But if you as a human being, and I wish I'd done this earlier in my life, if you as a human being can learn at an early age just how to be comfortable underwater and how to hunt underwater and how to collect and harvest underwater, I'm fascinated by all of that. And that is, speaking of Spokane, Washington, that's one of the things I miss when I come to a place like this. And I'm right by, you know, I was out in the ocean this morning.
You're right? so close to
those negative ions, and I miss the enormous expanse of water that you can just explore.
Yeah, we try to jump in as much as possible. The wolf pack, just go to the ocean, jump in, even when it's super cold, get that cold dip.
It's amazing. It's the best way to get negative ions aside from going for a walk after a lightning storm in your bare feet.
Yeah.
Those are the two best things you can do to ground and earth your body, is to jump in the ocean or to go for a walk after a lightning storm.
So the pool here is salt water. It is not 50, 55 degrees. It's probably 75 right now.
Yeah.
But it's deep enough so you can go down and meditate.
Yeah,
I try to open my eyes, and I've been tracking.
You're not talking about your cold plunge now. You're talking about the pool.
And I try to track to see, Ben, if I can actually see better over time underwater with my eyes open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah. I love it. So you've parasympathetically kind of like reset your system with the tremoring after the workout.
Yeah.
And then what comes next for you? What kind of other interesting things are you doing during the day to optimize your body? Or
music.
Your mind?
Music's important to me. So like into you, guitar. I got a Pantheon steel hand drum that I play here, which helps left and right hemisphere activation. So doing a little bit of that, then writing. I just got this baby grand, as you can see it behind me.
Yeah.
I love the piano, man. Like just jamming out on that.
So you can play and sing simultaneously.
I'm working on that.
Yeah.
A couple songs, like some bar classics, like Billy Joel's Piano Man's pretty easy. And there's an app called Simply Piano. If you're trying to learn, you just plug away at that. I do, like you said, 20 minutes a day, 30 minutes a day, and you do it most days of the week, and before you know it, you start to pick it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Simply Piano. I'll have to write Simply that down piano. Because one of the things that I really appreciate, because I'm learning, but I play guitar and ukulele, and I'm working on
ukulele's fun. Song.
What do you call it? Piano?
Piano Man, or Simply Piano is the app.
Yeah, I'll check it out later. What I am working on is singing, songwriting, you know, playing open mics, etc. But one thing I've always thought would be cool to do is Elton John or Lady Gaga style, just sit down at that piano and do a ballad. Like, to me, that's incredibly appealing, and I would love to be able to do that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to add that Simply Piano into my
and just do it every day. It trains your left and your right hand. I bought the headphones you told me to get.
The Halo headset.
Halo. Used them a few times.
There is an extremely famous musician.
Yeah.
Who I'm connected with, and I hooked him up with a Halo, and everybody listening will know who it is. I'm not going to say his name, but he uses a Halo now as he's singing, songwriting before he plays music, and he says it's working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, because it upregulates motor neurons and increases neuroplasticity. So you get better left, right hand coordination, better motor learning. It cements what you learn more quickly.
Yeah.
And it's actually, it was designed for athletes, but it's actually quite effective for music or gaming.
I have two hand pans here. I'd love to see what your take is on testing that for like 5 minutes, just channeling, like freestyle, hitting the hand pan.
What's a hand pan?
Let me grab one real quick.
Yeah.
Do you care?
Go
it's
for
real
it.
Real close to us.
Go for it. Yeah.
We'll play a little bit on the show so people can hear this.
All right, you guys. Drew's going to play us some Muzak.
And you got to really feel.
All right. So Drew's going to get his hand pan. We're not even going to edit this out. That's amazing. This thing's beautiful. Wow. If you guys are listening, you could probably Google hand pan to see what this looks like.
So this is a Pantheon steel. They make like 40 of these a year.
Wow.
I bought it from basically a Toltec shaman, sorcerer. Like this thing, it sounds insane.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. Where did you learn to play it?
You teach yourself. So you can kind of get the feel.
It's very soothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It reminds me of the same type of feel I get from like a harp, for example.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a lot like a harp.
It's beautiful.
Like that feel, and you could do this, Ben, for 30, 40 minutes.
Wow.
And before you feel like you've been playing it for 2 minutes.
Yeah. I would imagine you probably feel very similar after doing that as you would after you've meditated, for example.
Yes.
Yeah.
So 30 minutes of meditation, 3 minutes of this.
Wow.
It's insane. And every drum, like you can buy, of course, different notes, different keys.
Yeah.
And you get used to it over time. But doing this before writing, before getting, it really gets you into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a man, like that's where you want to be, especially with writing. And
yeah.
Sometimes we're in our head a lot. You know?
Wow. Tell me about your garden.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
So thank you. I've had, you know, Marcos has been really helpful, and Christy, who is actually Bob Taylor's garden, the guy that creates Taylor guitars.
Oh, no kidding.
She's my gardener. And
that's funny. I've actually got my eye on, I played a Taylor guitar when I was down in Switzerland. I didn't have my musical instruments with me. One of the attendees at the clinic I was at there, he had brought his guitar. But the Taylor guitars, they're slightly smaller. They seem like they, at least the models I've seen, like the travel models.
Yeah.
But the sound from those things is amazing.
I have one here. I'll bring it in.
Yeah.
I got that, the Martin, and we'll see
have to
if
play
you tell
tonight.
The difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll play tonight for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And we switch it up seasonally. You know, we got a lot of greens out there, as you've seen, Swiss mm-hmm. chard, collard greens, different types of lettuce, lots of tomatoes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tomatoes are everywhere.
Are you guys using anything special as far as like a composting or
so what I did is I took organite and mm-hmm. I buried it in the soil. So mm-hmm. I put it in every perimeter and everything.
And for people who don't know, what is organite?
Or you probably know better than I do.
Yeah.
Isn't it like seven different minerals and crystal structure?
It's a very mineral rich.
Yeah.
It's basically a natural fertilizer that's extremely rich in minerals, which is great because mm-hmm. the plants are going to pull that up out of the soil and you're actually going to get more mineral rich produce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got compost that had a bunch of worm castings in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soil's very nutrient dense. And, you know, irrigation obviously is key out there as well. We have, you know, like I said, lots of tomatoes, all the leafy greens you could ever imagine. We got rid of all of our rooted veggies except for right now squash is in season. So mm-hmm. we're just epic amounts of squash, and they're huge.
I love squash.
Massive squash.
My favorite things to do is bake squash with a little raw honey and nut butter and sea salt.
We got tons here.
That's a great
treat. If you want a good carb tonight, I got Japanese sweet potatoes as well, but we could always do a little squash.
Yeah. We're having, by the way, Paul Saladino, the carnivore diet enthusiast over for ribeyes tonight. He tried to feed us testicles last
which
night.
We
did. Sushi. Yeah.
We had a little taste.
Raw testicles. They did not have us pay a corking fee. They let us eat the testicles right there at the sushi place.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to show you using probably some rosemary and thyme, some of your basil out there, dandelion, some pine nuts or walnuts, a little olive oil, salt and pepper, and we'll make some pesto to go along with the ribeye because I have discovered that even more than like a steak sauce or like a truffle butter or anything else, one of my favorite things to dip my ribeyes in is a homemade pesto.
Mm.
So we'll do a pesto tonight.
Yeah, we'll do pesto. Yeah. Chimichurri is always good too.
Yeah.
A little homemade chimichurri. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a bunch of citrus trees out there as well. Grapefruit,
mm-hmm.
apple, peaches, plums, pears. Mm. I mean, you could imagine.
Do you personally garden at all? Do you use that as therapy or for a little grounding or thing?
So you saw the bench out there, mm-hmm. that teak bench. Mm-hmm. I go out there, I meditate, I sit there, put mm-hmm. my hands in the soil. And also I have two speakers out there, pretty big speakers. I'll play solfeggio frequencies.
Mm.
I'll play different types of classical music.
Yeah.
To really connect to the
plants.
There's
some evidence that shows that could be helpful for the plants as well.
That's what they've shown.
Yeah.
Yeah, and speaking, you know, positive affirmations to them.
Yeah.
So every day I go out there and I try to say a few things positive to the plants.
Yeah.
Like the weird plant guy.
Yeah.
Neighbors come walking up the street and they're like, what's this guy doing out here?
Yeah.
But I like to freak the neighborhood out a little bit.
Schizophrenic neighbor talking to his vegetables.
Yeah.
So you're gardening, and then you also, you know, you're into some of these you know, technologies and biohacks. Over here to our left here, you brought out some new electrostim device you're going to be experimenting with.
What's
the power dot?
Yeah, the Power Dot. This thing's brand new.
I've heard of it. I haven't used it yet. I have one of those New Fit Russian E-Stim units that is a little bit more of a pain in the ass than that Power Dot to actually connect all the electrodes to your body, but it'll simulate like 600 pounds of contractile force. Like, the problem is I'll only use it about once a month because I'm sore for a couple weeks after I use
Holy
it. Like, it causes so much eccentric muscle tissue damage, but it's primarily used to retrain muscles. So if I feel like my knees are beginning to hurt because my vastus medialis is turned off, I'll hook it up to that and it'll retrain the entire musculature in like 5 minutes. So that, and that doesn't leave you sore for a long time. But if I do a full workout with it, I'm super sore.
That makes sense. I'll have to look into
those. Because you recruit muscles you would otherwise normally not recruit, and you know, very small muscles as well that would be around a joint. So, you know, if you hook it up to your ass, you'll be working glute max, glute med, glute minimus, and all those muscles together. That's actually, I know which muscles I don't use as well when I'm running or squatting or lifting weights, because those are the muscles that are the most sore after I use that New Fit.
Yeah.
It just turns them back on. But what else do you like around here as far as technologies go?
I have a Hyper Vibe as well, one of the vibrational plates in the gym that I like to use.
Yeah.
I have a Beamer mat, which I love, which actually got me interested in the PMF device, and you got me interested in that as well.
I mean, I apologize to the Beamer.
Night and day difference.
But you're gonna like the PMF
mat. Yeah.
The Pulse Center's one way better.
We have a hyperbaric chamber here as well, which I like.
Yeah.
It's soft enclosure.
Yeah.
I'd love to get one of the hard ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
HPOT chambers are useful. I think the problem with them, or people's perception of them, is a lot of people try a hyperbaric chamber for a few days, you know, if they've had a head injury, or they'll trial one at some health conference or something like that. Most of the research on them shows that the benefits, you know, from a mitochondrial standpoint or an angiogenesis standpoint or cardiovascular standpoint, kick in after about 20 to 30 sessions in a row.
Wow.
So you need to you know, be in that thing, either taking a nap or working or whatever for about an hour a day for nearly a month before you start to realize the full benefits.
Yeah.
I'm in the process of getting one right now for my little basement.
Getting a hard one?
Biohacking area.
The research that I looked at, it's about four times more powerful, the hard one, as opposed to the soft.
I was talking with Joe Mercola about it yesterday. He has a hard one. You know, I think his hard one costs like $100,000, though.
You can get them. Now you can get them around 25, 35.
Yeah, I think the one that I'm looking at is a soft chamber. I forget the name of the company that's talking to me about it right now, but it's not the full-on hard one.
It's still great. Yeah. I mean, mine's soft. I sat in it, I would say 35, 40 sessions in a row when I first moved into the house.
Yeah.
And every afternoon, probably around 2 or 3 o'clock, when usually we hit that afternoon slump, I would just jump in there, reset myself, read, and then jump out. You feel it superhuman. Like, you're 2 inches taller when you come out of that thing, all the oxygen that's pumping in there. Make sure you get a cooling unit too that hooks up to it.
Yeah.
So you can get a little hot in there.
Yeah. My afternoon reset right now is that 20-minute NuCalm device. Are you using the NuCalm at all? Yeah.
I looked into it when I heard you talk about it.
It's a game changer. Thing's amazing.
So get one.
I put on my Mindfold sleep mask. I plug in my Bose noise blocking headphones. Plug them into the app, the NuCalm app.
Yeah.
And the only setting I ever use on it is their 20-minute power nap setting. And then I flip on the NuCalm, and it just like resets everything. You slip in and out of a like a conscious and unconscious state, but they're doing research studies right now on it, and you can go to their website and read some of it, but it simulates a full 90-minute sleep cycle in 20 minutes.
Wow.
And resets the HRV, so they've got really good studies on HRV now.
Really?
So I swear by that thing now. Because for me, 20 minutes in the afternoon, like, that's a palatable amount of
time.
That's huge. A lot of times I don't have an hour to just lay down.
Now, is it binaural or trineural beat that they're using to do that?
It's a mix of binaural. I think they have some isochronic in there too. And then kind of like Brain FM, I believe, almost like this AI-based algorithm that pumps out.
Shifts it.
Yeah.
Changes
these things
it up.
That kind of shift and confuse your brain. Yeah, so it distracts you and gets your mind off of any racing thoughts. So it works well. Now, that kind of leads into something I also wanted to ask you about, and that would be, you know, towards the end of the day, you know, you've woven in all this stuff, and I know you like to wind down at the end of the day. We talked a little bit about CBD, talked about the chili pad, some of these essential oils, but I know you're really into hacking your sleep, so what else are you doing as far as sleep is concerned, or your pre-bed routine?
Yeah, one of the things I love to do pre-bed is I look at my day, and I learned this from medicine woman in the Yucatan jungle. Mm-hmm. I went down there and I stayed with the Ekbalam village, the people, the mm-hmm. indigenous people in Ekbalam, like a mm-hmm. community of 200 people. They don't even have power there, right? They're making corn on these stone stoves.
Oh, wow.
And I was down there for a week and I was talking to this medicine woman and she said, every day, observe your day as if it's an eagle is watching it from above. And if you judge yourself at all, or there's any moment that you judged, stop and try to do it the next day. Mm-hmm. And then the ego the next night, until you can do an entire day, day after day, without judging, no judgment, nothing like that. So one of the things I love to do is observe my day mm-hmm. as the observer, as opposed to just Drew, the ego of Drew, the identity of Drew.
Reminds me of what Benjamin Franklin would do with his journal. I believe it was the Journal of Virtues or something like that. And you'll see this repeated amongst a lot of great thinkers, is this idea of some form of self-examination.
Yeah,
at the end of
retrospection.
The day. What good have I done this day? And honestly, you know, I do something very similar. I lay in bed and ask myself, you know, what good have I done this day? And I think about the day, which also, and my friend Peter Martone, who I interviewed about sleep on the podcast a few months ago, actually taught me that when you tap into the limbic system and recall memories, whether it's from that day or from childhood or from a week ago, you actually lull yourself to sleep more quickly because you remove a lot of the racing thoughts from the frontal cortex. And I have found on many days that, you know, as depressing a message as this might be, I didn't do the good that I wanted to do. I could have been much better than I actually was as
Likewise,
far as my impact, my productivity, et cetera. So it's a very useful exercise, mm-hmm. this idea of self-examination.
It wakes you up.
Yeah.
You know, right now you and I think we're awake, but mm-hmm. there's a whole another level of being awake.
Yeah.
We've seen it, you know, you've probably hinted around it with some of the plant medicinals and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Yeah.
But to be very aware during the awakened day will actually wake you up in the dream. Mm-hmm. So as you do go to sleep, then all of a sudden you're lucid.
Yeah.
Now, 3 or 4 nights a week, I would say 50% of my dream space, I'm lucid.
Yeah.
So now I'm traveling, I'm reading books in my sleep.
Yeah.
Like Doctor Strange is a documentary, dude. Like that's real.
I haven't seen that movie.
In fact, one of the dreams last night is I had already done the podcast with you mm-hmm. and it was cool because we got to connect as brothers and talk about some of the stuff I wanted to talk to you about. And one of the things actually was the Wolfpack stuff.
Yeah.
And it just wove itself into our awakened state now
having
that conversation.
Yeah.
And it's something that changes your life.
It's like, programming. I mean, even if you read Biology of Belief by Bruce Lipton or Dawson Church's book, Mind to Matter, or any of Joe Dispenza's teaching, you can program yourself, not only epigenetically, but you can program your subconscious to achieve what it is that you want to achieve the next day and then sleep on it. And that's incredibly powerful.
Yeah. Tell your subconscious what you want.
Yeah.
One thing I also do, Ben, and I wanted to share this with your people too, because they'll love this, is 3 people that you impacted, send them an audio. Hey, I really want to let you know that that moment we spent together did this for me. Hmm. I want to let you know that you're on the right track.
Yeah.
You know, I really enjoyed connecting with you.
Yeah.
I used to write 3 notes as like handwritten notes and mail them out because the art of a handwritten letter just died so long ago. Yeah. It's kind of cool to still do.
Yeah.
But just audios on the phone.
That's woven into the gratitude journal that I use. Is one person. Who can I pray for or help or serve this day? Which means you are making a connection either subconsciously and spiritually if you're just praying for them, which you'd be amazed at the number of people who will connect with you later on and tell you that they felt as though something is happening to them. Mm-hmm. Or if you're helping or serving someone, you're literally reaching out to 365 people a year. Sometimes it's the same person.
Yeah.
It's your mom 3 days in a row or whatever. But it's a very powerful way to stay connected and to ensure that you're not just self-examining yourself at the end of the day, but you're actually taking action and doing good the next day.
And if you look at the human body, you know, you and I would agree that we're 2 separate human, physical, biological beings, but we also have energy bodies, as we're well aware of.
Yeah.
And our energy body, what is it? Like 8 to 12 feet across. Mm-hmm. So we're constantly connecting with other people's energy fields.
Yeah.
So as I'm sending you a note telling you how much I enjoy connecting with you on this podcast, that's now in your field. Yeah. So as you go throughout the day, that's also impacting other people's fields, whether or not you know it, whether or not you even observe it.
Yeah.
So
amazing.
It's cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I know we're running a little tight on time.
Yeah. But and we got more lamb testicles to eat tonight.
And Paul's here. Paul's about to show up with more lamb testicles. But you know my audience. I know you've heard this podcast. And I know that you do have a lot of wisdom that you've accumulated over the years. Is there anything else that you want to share with folks?
Yeah.
Any message that you would like to get out there that you feel would be helpful in addition to the gems you've already poured out?
You know, listening to your podcast, Ben, because I'm actually a consumer as well as a creator. You're one of the few podcasts I listen to. Mm-hmm. It's easy to listen and be like, you know what? I got to get everything Ben's saying.
It's mine and the SpongeBob SquarePants show.
basically. Yeah. And when you do the Organifi ads, those are the best ads.
Mm, yes, of course they are.
And I feel like I should be paying you every time I say Organifi on your show right now.
Yeah,
so
shameless.
Organifi.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's real easy to think, you know what, whatever's Ben's doing, I have to do it and I have to perform at that level. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the biggest things that your listeners get to hear is you got to be kinder to yourself. Mm-hmm. There's so much self beat up. There's so much, I need to be here if I'm not, you know, this guy's starting a company that already has 35 employees listening to it and it's growing so fast.
I need to get a cold pool and talk to my vegetables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But don't do it. You know, be kind to yourself. Take it at your own pace.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is when you link the mind, when you link your energy field with your body, and you do these things for yourself every single day consistently, you'll be blown away at where you are a year from now, 2 years from now. I mean, you can look back at your life right now and think, was it just 6 years ago I met you?
Yeah.
Right? And it was just kind of the beginning of where you were.
Yeah.
And now... But you did it consistently over time and you were obsessive. You have this obsessive nature about yourself, which has worked really well.
Yeah.
So it's cool to witness.
It's stacking. It's a slow rolling snowball. Mm-hmm. And I remember 6 years ago, we walked into a little seafood restaurant here in San Diego.
Yeah.
You and me and Sean Croxton.
From
Underground Wellness Radio.
He was doing wellness then. Now he's doing like mindset, personal development stuff.
He's a good guy. Shout out to him. Look him up too if you're listening in. So yeah, it's a lot has changed since then, but I am very, very impressed by what you've achieved.
Thank you, my friend.
Inspired by what you do. Mm-hmm. And I have deep respect for you, man.
Likewise, brother.
I love you.
Yeah, I love you too. Appreciate that. Right. You're in the wolf pack, dude.
In the wolf pack. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And all the show notes are going to be at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Drew. I'll link to all the books we mentioned, all the little products, all the past podcasts that I did with Drew. If you want to hear a little bit more about his backstory and the company, Organifi, everything will be in those show notes at bengreenfieldfitness.com/Drew. So check them out and have an amazing week.
Well, thanks for listening to today's show. You can grab all the show notes, the resources, pretty much everything that I mentioned over at bengreenfieldfitness.com, along with plenty of other goodies from me, including the highly helpful Ben Recommends page, which is a list of pretty much everything that I've ever recommended for hormones, sleep, digestion, fat loss, performance, and plenty more. Please also know that all the links, all the promo codes that I mentioned during this and every episode help to make this podcast happen and to generate income that enables me to keep bringing you this content every single week. So when you listen in, be sure to use the links in the show notes, use the promo codes that I generate, because that helps to float this thing and keep it coming to you each and every week.